Hi there, and welcome to Calming Anxiety, the podcast with me, your host, Martin. Today, we're talking about turning negatives into positives. It's the way we think, feel, and react. And it's my view that it is simply human nature to look on the negatives, to use them possibly as a defense mechanism against further hurt, to be hypervigilant from the dangers that used to surround us before modern civilization. But do we need them now? My anecdotal evidence is that as a hypnotherapist, we talk in positives from the moment we make initial contact with new clients or anyone really. People that have known me over the years, from when I went through an absolutely amazing mental health breakdown about 9 years ago, to those that see me now, are amazed at the change. And I put it down to mindfulness meditation. But my training as a hypnotherapist in being aware, almost hypervigilant, of the words, the thoughts that I have. Road rage. I smile at it now. The OCD I used to have. I see them. I acknowledge those moments. But I smile at them. I no longer allow the negativity that used to plague me to become part of how I feel. When life goes wrong, and it will for all of us at some point, we choose how we react to it. I have a close friend who's very ill, and you wouldn't know the way they have chosen to react to something they cannot control. Is heartwarming, touching beyond belief. Way I react to life's ups and downs defines my happiness, and it can with you as well. I'd like you, over the coming days and weeks, to be consciously aware of your thoughts, of the way you talk to yourself daily, moment by moment. When you wake up, if you've misplaced your phone, if you drop something, how do you talk to yourself? Do you berate yourself? Do you tell yourself off for being stupid, for being clumsy? Do you think of yourself as an idiot or a fool? Do you look in the mirror and not like what you see in the reflection? You shouldn't. You should love who you are. And yeah, you may be overweight, you may be too skinny. You may have stretch marks and scars. They're you. And you need to embrace everything. There are aspects of my personality I absolutely abhor. They're deeply ingrained by the experiences of my childhood. I cannot change them, but I can change how I feel about the way I am. I let myself down from time to time. Most of the time, in public, I say the wrong things without thought. It is part of a personality trait I don't like, but I accept it. I apologize for it. I live with it, but I will not let it hold me back. I will not let my negatives define me. I search out daily more and more positives about how I can be happier, how I could help those around me, and I enhance them, and you can too. So as you go through your day, from walking, driving, waking, your commute, whatever you do, start to be aware the way you think about yourself, the way you think about others. And if they're negative, analyze why. Why do you think the way you do? Does it enhance your life? Does it enable you? You can change. Mindfulness is about opening your thoughts to appreciate the world around you, to attempt to live in harmony within the space that you inhabit. You won't always get it right. I certainly don't. But I do strive to be a better human day by day. I do it for me, so that I can be at peace with who I was. And then from that place of comfort, of mindfulness, I can better help those around me. Start to take back control over the way you think and feel, the way you react. You don't have to continue with the negativity, with the vitriolic diatribe that plagues your thoughts. You can improve. I have seen it in so many people. In patients I served over 20 years as a paramedic, in clients that I've helped as a hypnotherapist, and I've seen it in me. And I believe truly, deeply, we can all change if we choose to. Nothing is beyond our own intrinsic capabilities. I would not spend my life now building up calming anxiety, delivering it freely of my time, if I didn't believe in the power I've seen it create in others around me. So, look after yourselves. Be brave, be strong, be open to your own unique challenges. I will be here tomorrow, the next week, and the next month. This is not just for you. This is for all of us who struggle daily with the complexities of the billions of billions of connections within our minds. Take care, you awesome human being. Be kind and loving to yourself. Build yourself up. Set yourself free. And when you're ready, help others. Take care, my friend. I'll speak to you tomorrow. And as always, be kind.